I'm so excited to talk about our podcast sponsor, Prime Zero Prep. Prime Zero Prep is a full-service pre-fulfillment company located in tax-free New Hampshire. That's a big deal, tax-free. They pack and prep and ship all your goods for Amazon FBA shipments. Whether it's online arbitrage, wholesale, or private label, they're the go-to prep center. They become your go-to prep center. As a previous Amazon seller, Brennan and his team know exactly what it takes, not only to prep your items, but to do it right. And here's the key. As changes happen, they keep up with it so you don't have to. I've personally used Prime Zero Prep. I 100% endorse their service. I just can't say enough about them. Check them out at primezeroprep.com. Let them know that I sent you for premium service. That's primezeroprep.com.
Welcome to the e-commerce Momentum Podcast, where we focus on the people, the products, and the process of e-commerce selling today. Here's your host, Stephen Peterson.
Welcome back to the e-commerce Momentum Podcast. This is episode 128, Joy Packard. Man, if you don't know who Joy Packard is, if you haven't heard her stuff, you are missing out. Unbelievable leader, thought leader, just an incredible person, bundle of energy, brings joy to everything she touches, hence the name Joy. It's just a true statement, just a great lady to know, and I'm so fortunate. This is my second interview with Joy, and I mean, she just, every sentence I hang on, I get pumped. I sit up higher in my seat. It's a God's honest truth. It's just amazing on how much energy she brings, and you can feel it in this segment. Let's get into the podcast. All right, welcome back to the e-commerce Momentum Podcast. Man, I am so excited to have back my great friend Joy Packard, who is just a bundle of energy, traveling queen, private label queen now, and just all things positive, so inspirational. Welcome, Joy.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Man, you were episode number 23. Is that incredible?
Yeah, that's so incredible. I can't believe it. That's so amazing.
It blew me away. When I look back, it was a year ago. Actually, a year ago this coming week. And you were episode number 23. And what I loved about your interview, I've quoted you. You probably heard your name in 50 of my podcasts. Because there's two things that you say that stick with me so much. I mean, there's so much that you do. But these two really have resonated so well with me. One is people need to find out their why. You know, why are they doing something, right? That's one, and we'll talk about it in a second. But then the other one was the way you say that one thing leads to another. You know, because I hear people say, well, I was doing this when I was in high school and you know, in college, and then I went and did accounting work or whatever. But then I got back and did this, and they couldn't make the, they seemed not to be able to see the connection. And I think of you every time saying one thing leads to another, and it does play out time and time again. Has that been, I mean, where did that come from? Where did you find that?
You know, I've just learned it over the years. I went, you know, from whenever I was just trying to find something online, and then it started with Googling how to make money online, and then that took it to this and to another and to an email about Amazon. And then, you know, from there, it was just like exactly what I say. One thing led to another. Go to my first CES conference, which I'm excited about. I'm going to be attending that next week. It's a, you know, it's not like a reunion, like Jen Cochran says. And I think that that happens a lot, not just in my life, but in everybody's life. I think that not just in business, but just in everyday life, I feel like that, you know, that things just happen. And you are to be where you are, and you meet people who you're supposed to meet. And it does. It's been an awesome thing as far as with my Amazon business.
Would you say that the people who haven't figured that out aren't paying, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but they're not paying attention to those things that are going on around. Maybe they're not able to because they've got so many other things going on. They're not seeing those things. Would you agree with that?
I think so. I think it maybe it just also that you're just unaware. You know, like how sometimes we are in a situation where I know, like as a mom of several kids, when I was just talking to
eight kids.
Yeah, I was just talking to my best friend about this just before I got on this interview, where when I was a young mom and I was so focused on taking care of them when they were little that nothing else around me, you know, I paid attention to, not because I didn't want to, but more so that I was unaware because I was so involved in my specific situation that I was unaware of what was going on around. And I think that could also be like, you know, when people go to a conference or they're or they're just getting so many courses in their email and, you know, the answers are right there or the person reaching out to them is right there, but they're so busy I think that's the word that I'm trying to find is the unaware.
I love it. I mean, I think that's such a strong word. How do you find time? I mean, let's face it, you are busy, and we're going to talk about that. But how do you find time to find a place where you can be aware? How do you sort that? I mean, is there a place that where you're inspired, where the stuff just flows from you? Do you have a place like that?
I actually do, because in the last year, meditation and serenity and all that has been a very big part of my life, and I found that that's helped me. So what I did is I created my own little my closet in my bedroom is actually pretty big, and there's a vanity desk that most women would use to put on makeup. Well, I use it to write my goals, to meditate, and my kids know and my husband knows when that door is closed, and I actually need to put a sign on there, but they kind of know when that's closed, that's mom's time. And, you know, and that's kind of where I go to kind of enclose myself and engross myself in whatever I'm trying to figure out. And I start my days like that, to where that way I'm not just, you know, aimlessly just going through my day. I think I talk about this a lot in other videos, and it's called a 5-minute journal. And it basically really literally takes 5 minutes. And in the mornings, I write down exactly what it says, what I'm grateful for, what would make today great, what are some of the things that I want to accomplish today. And, you know, whether that's today I'm going to get a wholesale account signed up, or today I'm ordering, you know, I'm going to go ahead and make some, sponsored ads, or whatever task it is that you need to do in whatever area of your life, you know. And I do that in several areas of my life, and I think that that just helps me to keep things as, you know, it's not always perfect. Believe me, it's never completely organized, but that's how I take the time to do it. I think it's so important to start your day like that and to end your day like that.
Well, I love it. Even if you started one day a week, you know, that's the X percentage, right? And then you 2 days a week and 3 days a week. So basically, you get up, if you guys ask this, get your coffee, go in your spot, and that's your time. Before anybody else is up, or even before you get your coffee, you just do it. That's your quiet time.
I do, and I don't drink coffee, so I just get my I get my bottle of water.
Okay.
Or I get my green juice. How's that? Yeah.
All right.
And my kids.
It's such a great idea.
My kids have to go. Some of them go to a church. They call it seminary, where they talk about scriptures and such before they go to high school. So they leave at 5:45 in the morning. So I get up with them at 5:15, and I really can't go back to sleep. So I figured, you know, between 5 and 7 or 8 o'clock, when my next kid has to go, I have that time to myself to do exactly what we're talking about: to meditate, to write down my goals, get some exercise in, whatever. And you know, I think if you study a lot of very successful people, meditation is a huge part of why they are.
It's in every you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and it's coming up almost every episode of everyone that I listen to. It's the missing piece, right? The missing link. It's that piece that people are searching for something, and it's within them. And it's just a matter of listening, calming down, listening to your own voice. I have this weird thing is when I tell the story, it's true. I get on an airplane, I am so inspired to write. And I think it's because, you know, the white noise of the plane. I'm always back by the engines for whatever reason, right? I always am. And the cramped quarters, you know what I mean? I want to talk to the person next to me, and it's kind of dim. And for whatever reason, I'm settled in and I can write. And I'm not a great writer, but I'm inspired in that place. And so I think you're absolutely honest. You said you've been doing it about a year?
Yeah, I've been doing that about a year. And then the other place that I do that with is just right by my pool. You know, I come home like today after we get off. I spend time in the sun, get out there, listen to the waterfall of the pool, and I'm real inspired. I just go out there with my notebook, and those are the two times of the day, and at nighttime too when I can, when I'm not so exhausted. But the two times of the day where I, you know, morning and then in the middle of the day, I kind of regroup and just kind of see where I'm at with what I was trying to accomplish. And then at nighttime, see where I came out. And I never beat myself up. I shouldn't say I never. I do beat myself up a lot. I expect a lot out of myself. So, but whatever I didn't accomplish that one day, then I'll transfer it to the list for the next day. So, you know, you need to be moving forward. And I talk about that a lot in my videos that I do. It's basically, as long as you are doing something toward your business, because where I think that I, you know, when I first started doing online marketing, where I fell short was whenever I was studying a lot. And it's important to study, but it's taking the action. It's actually doing it and saying, today, today I'm actually going to order that, you know, sample for my private label, or today I'm going to order, I'm going to set up the wholesale account that I keep saying that I'm going to set up. So it's a matter of stating it, getting it down, you know, written down, and doing it. And that's what feels really good, to know that it's busy. Because, I mean, believe me, and I know people are busy too, but this last year of life has been so crazy as far as family. But somehow, you know, you fit it in. And, you know, for my business, this is what I'm going to accomplish and what I want to accomplish.
If it's important, you'll find a way.
That's exactly right.
And baby steps are still steps. You know what I mean? I think, you know, any step is a step. It's not sitting, it's moving, and I think that's positive. All right, I want to take a break. We come back, I have some questions for you, and then I want to talk about just a couple other things from your last interview. We'll be right back.
If you've been waiting for Tactical Arbitrage to open, you've heard all about it, and you can't wait to see what it is, I've got two special offers for you. First off, you sign up on my email list. It costs nothing, right? You're going to get 14-day trial period for free, and you're going to get notified 48 hours before anyone else that Tactical Arbitrage is open. 48 hours notice, special to my listeners only, plus that 14-day trial period. You got nothing to lose. Just sign up. As soon as I get notification, I will shoot it out to you. You'll know you can get started. Tactical Arbitrage, storefront stalker, great price, discounts. I love discounts. Check it out. Check on the link on this episode. I'll have it right there. Take care. I told you, man, can you feel it? It's incredible. You know, it's just so exciting. The fact that she knows how to do, I mean, the fact that she's investing in herself. I mean, wait till you hear this conversation. I mean, just blow you away, because this is quite frankly what we need to do, is we need to understand this is a lifestyle business we're trying to create. Or go take a 9-to-5, which is nothing wrong with. I have one. It's not quite 9-to-5, but that's good. But if you're looking for a lifestyle business, life is the key word. Life is it. And joy is just a bundle of energy. And we spend a lot of time talking about it. Let's get back into the podcast.
All right, we're back and we're talking with Joy Packard, who is super mom. All right, let's just get this out there, right? She was episode number 23. I want to make sure everybody understands it. Go back and listen to it. You will be unbelievably inspired. More so than, I mean, I don't know. Maybe this one will do it too, because I'm already pumped right now when I talk with you. Always pumped. But you get the backstory, and it's an incredible story. Mom of 8, grandma of 7. Wow. Love it. Little girls in there too. And you have a knack for connecting with people. I know it. It's such a positive thing. Has that always been your thing?
No. It has not.
Really?
No. In fact, when I married my husband, we talk about this, because I was kind of very shy. I was so shy that I didn't even want to go and ask somebody what time it was when I needed to know what time it was. I would rather walk into the store to go find a clock, because I was so shy. And I think it's being married to who I'm married to, who is the second of 13 kids. So, you know, he's very confident and all that. And it's kind of rubbed off on me. Plus, I think that you know, just having to raise the kids that I have to be who I am and, you know, reach out there. But I've enjoyed over the years learning how to meet. I love meeting people. I love helping people. And so, I mean, I say hi to everybody now. I say hi to the managers when I go sourcing. I say hi to, you know, the people in the restaurant. Just anywhere. I just love to maybe even make somebody smile who might be having a bad day. It's just something that I've really grown to love. And that's why I think I do what I do.
It's incredible. Okay, so let me ask you a couple questions, if you wouldn't mind. I chose some questions from the Amazing Flips and Tips group. It's run by Peter Molius and Ryan Witeska. It's a paid group. I'm just warning everybody, it's a paid group, but it's a group of sellers. It's real business-like, right? They have a social group separate from the main group, and they're pretty serious in there. But boy, you get some great things. But here's some questions, and I think these are perfect for you. So here's somebody saying this, and I think this is really smart. They're dipping their toes into merchant fulfill, trying to get comfortable before Q4. They're concerned about questions from customers. They're looking for merchant fulfill tricks. I think it's genius that they're actually looking at it now, getting their processes figured out, finding out what works, what doesn't work now. Because it does allow you to extend into that fourth quarter some opportunities. Have you ever done Merchant Fulfilled?
I have, and I don't like it.
Oh, nice.
I think it was last Christmas, I was selling a lot of awesome lipstick, but because of the temperature problem, you know, and everything, but I knew that they were good gifts. But it would take me literally an hour to process like 2 to 3 of them.
Oh, no.
But I know that there's a spot for it, and then I started having the people who work at my warehouse do it. So yeah, mm-hmm. we do. I mean, there's some things that we do merchant fulfill, but it's not a big part of my business. But that might change, you know, with the right. new rules that are coming into place and everything. If I don't have to do it, I don't mind it, and I am training the other people in the office to do it. And if they can do it, you know, they don't mind sitting there and doing it. I think it's just that I've learned over the years to outsource the things that I don't need to be doing. I mean, that's something that I don't personally have to be there and make sure that, you know, the shipping label gets on there, whatever. It's not too hard to train somebody on that. And I've just learned to be where I need to be. Where do I need to be to make my business go forward, you know, that nobody else can do? And Jim Cockrum says that quite a bit. And I've kind of taken that to heart over the last 2 or 3 years of going to his conferences, you know. And that's kind of, you know, I think a huge reason why my business moves forward, for that very reason, because I've decided that I can let someone else be a better packer and shipper than I am. I can let someone else merchant fulfill lipstick if I have to, or, you know, or whatever it is that I personally don't need to be doing.
Well, do you make choices based on the hassle? I call it a hassle factor. So that lipstick would be a good example. Would you buy it again?
No.
That's right. So there's two choices, right? So one is, hey, if I'm going to do it, I have somebody else do it. That's a big choice, right?
Right?
But the second one is you've learned what not to buy, right? That's because it, not that it's not profitable, it's not worth the hassle.
Right. I agree.
That's a big growth moment right there. So both real powerful tips. Ooh, I knew these are good for you. Okay, this one's interesting. Walmart Marketplace. Someone's looking for a way to handle inventory management, and they're asking the question whether Channel Advisor or Geek Seller, both of them take a percentage of sales. And when you get to those larger companies, that's pretty much the way it is. Almost all of them, they take a percentage of your sales. So, you know, if you're a small seller, you know, it hurts, but it's small dollars. You're a big seller, it really hurts because it's big money. But if there's a big enough market, have you ever used a secondary marketplace, or are you looking at secondary marketplaces currently?
I'm definitely looking at secondary marketplaces. I'm actually had a friend approach me yesterday that says he has a contact to get me approved pretty quickly to sell on the new Walmart platform, with the Walmart Jet platform that's kind of together. And there's other ones. I've mostly been on Amazon, and I've been actually focused on building brands to build my own kind of, you know, my own brand, where I'm not completely solely relying on Amazon. So that's kind of right. been my focus over the last 4 to 6 months since I went to China and such. But that's definitely in the works for me as far as looking at other platforms to be on, for sure.
Okay. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see. See, I believe, you know, this little shakeup that's going on is going to open a lot of people. A lot of people's eyes, and they're going to say, hey, what else, right? And so what happens there is there are going to be other opportunities, and there are going to be other people filling in these voids. So if there's not good inventory management that's relatively inexpensive, somebody will create it, and somebody will, you know, figure that out. Because let's face it, technology has gotten cheaper and easier. It's not going to get more expensive. So I think that those prices will come down.
Definitely.
All right, this one's perfect for you because it's a perfect segue to your China. Private label. So you saw, I don't know if you saw, there's a large shipping company that went bankrupt, massive shipping company, and they are loaded. Their boats are getting turned away. This, I think, announced today or yesterday. I'll pull it up as we talk about it so you know it. And so the big decision is, you know, what happens with all that private label that's sitting on there? Because I know somebody in one of our groups has inventory sitting on there. The docs turned them back and said, go back to China. You didn't pay us, and you're bankrupt, you're gone. And so that product is gone. Have you run into these difficulties in your private label life so far?
I have not, no. And maybe partly because I've dealt with the supplier who I buy my private label from has handled from me, you know, picking the product all the way from her shipping it to Houston here at the port. And I've not run into that problem, but that is a total concern for, you know, a lot of people. So
the company's name is Hanjin, H-A-N-J-I-N, and it was on CNBC 10 hours ago, so it just happened today. They seized a whole bunch of their vessels at Chinese port. I know they said that when they came to the U.S., they sent them back. And they have 13 ships, and they show pictures, and the shipping containers are stacked 2, 4, 6, 8, or 10 high, as deep as you could see, massive shipping containers. Can you imagine the products that are in there? And they're suggesting that this could cause a major problem, but two big problems. One is costs are going to go up because they're such a major shipping carrier. And second, it's going to affect Christmas because there's lots of Christmas stuff on. I mean, think about it, right? All the Mattels and the Hasbros, their products are coming over now for Christmas. So this is a big deal. And so you have not run into problems because, again, you partner with the right person.
Yeah, I haven't had that problem. No.
I love it. All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about you and your investment of you, because you probably do that better than anyone I've ever met in my life. We'll be right back.
If you've been waiting for Tactical Arbitrage to open, you've heard all about it and you can't wait to see what it is, I've got two special offers for you. First off, you sign up on my email list. It costs nothing, right? You're going to get 14-day trial period for free, and you're going to get notified 48 hours before anyone else that Tactical Arbitrage is open. 48 hours notice, special to my listeners only, plus that 14-day trial period. You got nothing to lose. Just sign up. As soon as I get notification, I will shoot it out to you. You'll know you can get started. Tactical Arbitrage, Storefront Stalker, great price, discounts. I love discounts. Check it out. Check on the link on this episode. I'll have it right there. Take care. Let's be honest. Would we invest that much money in ourselves, that much time, that much dedication, getting up early, doing those things right? We talk about it. We want to do it. But there's always an excuse, always a reason. I love when Joy talked about starting to run, you know, first that few little bit, and then eventually a mile, and then eventually two, and eventually three, and eventually, you know, half marathons, and eventually a marathon. I mean, that's an incredible accomplishment. But the thing that helped her get there was hard work. That's it. We know it. Stop making excuses, and I'm talking to myself. Stop making excuses, get on the ball, and get started. Man, if you can't get inspired. Let's get back into the podcast.
All right, we're back and we're talking with Joy Packard, incredible seller, mega seller now, huge private label seller. And you weren't a year and a half, 2 years ago when we met, you weren't. I mean, you did some and you got out of it, but now you've really expanded enormously, including a trip to China. And that's where I was going with it, is you invest in yourself better than anyone I've ever met. And I just applaud you because there's a reason that you make things look so easy. Now, I'm sure it isn't because you're doing all this travel and figuring things out, but I've never seen anybody do as much as you do. Talk about why you do it.
Well, for one thing, that China trip this year was somebody invited me literally 10 days before I left and said, hey, there's an Amazon conference. You know, it's a high-end conference, but I can get you in as my partner for free. You just show up. And then he wanted to basically invest in me as a partner. And so that was an amazing event. And I already had my China visa. You know, I invested in business class this time because I knew the last China trip, by the time I got there, the whole week was miserable for me because I didn't sleep on the way. And then, of course, the time difference is 12 hours ahead of Texas time. So, you know, the whole time I was just tired and lightheaded and
dizzy.
Wait,
hold on there a second. You invested to fix that? You found a class?
I did. Well, no, I meant like a business class as far as the seating, first class.
Yeah.
No, I was fixing.
I think it's like somebody's teaching a class. I love it.
No, when I went to China last year, I tried to figure out why I was so miserable. And so what I did is I decided to invest, and I found, you know, airline ticket liquidator that I could get first class for, like, you know, a third of the price. And so I did that, and it made all the difference in my trip.
Yeah,
I got there rested,
so smart. And
the whole trip was so much more smoother because I knew what to expect and what I was looking for. But because I'm just the type of person, like, you know, just like, was it like 4 or 5 years ago where I wanted to run a marathon and nothing was going to stop me. Nobody, there were people that told me that I couldn't do it because of my neck or who I was. And anybody who knows me, my husband especially, will tell you, if you ever tell my wife that she can't do something, she'll be doing it tomorrow. And, you know, I knew that Private Label is going to be a big part of my business. And so any opportunity that I had, I knew I had to make it work. And believe me, it's tough, you know, to be gone. I mean, I was gone for 7 days, you know, when you have to include travel and such. But when you know, it's kind of like what you said at the beginning, too, is like when you know what you want, you will find a way for it to happen. And I do. I invest in my health. I invest in health retreats. I invest in business meetings. I'm going to Annie Slamon's Private Label retreat in October, and you know that was kind of, that just happened for me because I made it work. At first, I told Annie, I just don't know if I can make it. And a lot of people say, you already know a lot about Private Label. Why are you attending that? Well, I'm sure that I'm going to be coming back from that a much more educated and excited person than when I arrived there, and I'm, you know, completely excited about that. So I'm constantly looking for ways to improve what I'm trying to be good at, and whether that's Amazon or Private Label, or right now my big thing is energy. You know, I'm 47 years old, and you know, I'm trying to. I found a lot of answers for that, and that's a whole other podcast in and of itself. But anytime that you, like me as a person, in whatever area of my life I'm trying to learn it, then I do what it takes to learn it. Whether it's wake up 30 minutes early and do some reading, I'm always reading. I'm always learning. You know, and it, even when I'm, I think I talked about this on Scanner Monkey where they're asked, you know, what are some tips that you can do? When I'm sourcing, I'm listening to the e-commerce podcast so that it's through your podcast, you know, and I have it on fast speed because, you know, I can listen to things a little quicker. So if you are trying to learn something to better yourself, whether, like I say, in business or health or spirituality or relationships, then you go search out what it is that you can do to better yourself. And yes, it takes sacrifices in many ways, physical, you know, financial, family time, everything. But I've learned, though, that whenever you are willing to do that, there's so many things that happen for you instead of just sitting back thinking, well, maybe I'll go to China next time, or maybe I'll just buy that course next time or whatever. Well, next time hardly ever comes back, and then, you know, the chance that you just continue doing what you're doing. And there's a saying that I think it's Napoleon Hill, or I can't remember who said this, but, you know, if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. Was that Zig Ziglar? Mm-hmm. I don't even.
Yeah, I think it is. It's that same group, but yeah, you're right. Or the definition of insanity, doing the same thing and expecting different results, right? So the investment that you make, you'll go to, I mean, you travel more than, and I've traveled a lot this year. And you're at almost every single conference in one way or another. As you said, you've been to China. Now this is your second trip developing, even just fine tuning, sharpening is probably the right word, right?
Word.
It's just sharpening, your skills. It's got to get easier. And I think that's the thing that I want to take away from the conversation with you, is that stuff gets easier with that effort that you put in, right? You putting your head down, doing the work, that's what makes it, you make it look easy, but we're not seeing all that, or we're choosing not to, we're not
Absolutely.
Aware.
Absolutely. I relate a lot what I do to my running, when I was running, and that is when I first began running, I couldn't even run half a mile. And I said, okay, I need to run a mile. And then I went to I did a 5K, 10K, 11K, 12K, half, and then marathon. And you know what? The thing is that when I first started, it was really, really hard to, you know, put one step in front of the other. But the next day and the next day and the next day got easier and easier. And so when you're doing something like Amazon or whatever you're doing, I tell my kids this when we move to a new area. Yeah, you're going to go to this new school. And the first day, it's going to be kind of hard. You don't know very many people. The second day, you might, you know, invite people to lunch or sit with somebody. But, and I teach my, this is a huge thing that I teach my own children, and that is, if you continue to do something, like, if you don't know, I always tell my kids, if you don't know something, you go find out what you're trying to find out on your own. You be resourceful enough. I have a 13-year-old son. I mean, he is incredible, and he can, you know, figure things out on his own. And every time you don't know how to do something and you learn a little bit every day, you can be good at whatever you put your mind to be good at. And, you know, by embracing yourself and educating yourself, going to the seminars or being on, you know, podcasts or spreecasts, or asking questions to people. I always try and find people who know way more than I do, and that's pretty much everybody in this industry. I, you know, Andy Slammons, or even you, Stephen, or just everybody, that there's people who know way more than me and who make more money than I do. And part of that is because I choose to choose my family over, you know, working to death. You know, because I mean, I could work, you know, a lot, but then
so they're intentional decisions.
They are, they are, and a lot of people have said, you know. You know, because at one point in my life, I said, yeah, you know, I want to be this $1 to $2 million seller, and that was a huge goal. And then my father passed away this past Valentine's Day, and it changed a lot of perspective in my life and made me realize. And you hear me talking about this a lot in my videos that I create, and that's creating moments. And to me, you know, money is awesome because it can get you, you know, what you need to do and enjoy life a little better. But I only have 2 kids left at home out of the 8. And, you know, if it's the difference of choosing between sitting here and spending 6 hours on the computer or going to my son's football game, I'm going to choose that. And that might make me, you know, take a cut in my paycheck, but I've learned that that's okay. And some people, that may not be okay, but that's for me and what I'm choosing, as you say, intentional, that's what I choose.
I love it. My wife and I had the conversation today, exactly the same conversation. If we do X in sales, we make as much money as we wanted, but it allows us, then we can fine tune that X and say, you know what, this piece is okay, but let's find something better. And if you stay at that level and make it the best and the minimal effort or whatever is your why, that Joy Packard would say, it's a better model. Just selling stuff to say, you know, that, I don't think is a goal. You agree?
I totally agree. Yeah.
Hmm. All right. So you are the best at investing. So let's give advice to people. Where's the first place that, you know, because, you know, most of my sellers, I mean, you know, we have a great audience, and I like to talk to those people who get to that stuck point. And I love to talk to everybody. But I mean, I want that person to just feel a little bit better knowing that Joy Packard has gotten stuck in her past. Steve's gotten stuck in his past. Right. So you've gotten past it. You've worked through it. You worked around it, or you got crushed by it and you got back up. Right. One way or another.
Absolutely.
What are some things that people can do today to start working on themselves and investing in themselves? It doesn't have to take money. Right. I love the 5 minute journal. I'm going to steal that shamelessly and plug you on it. That'll be your new thing. I'll be like, hey, Joyce, get a 5 minute journal. But it's just genius. It's just, that's a great way. And I think there's step number one. I'm giving that one out.
Yeah, that's
Joy's 5 minute journal.
It's literally called the 5 minute journal. You can just get on Amazon. I don't even know how much it is. I got mine for free at like a seminar that I was at, actually, and a high end Amazon seminar. They gave that to as a gift, and it's changed my life. It's helps me be more focused. One of the things, I know this sounds probably unusual for some people to hear, but I think that one huge thing that you need to do is to take care of your health, because when you don't have your health, then everything else is really hard to do. My health has not always been, and it's still not as optimal as it needs to be, but it's a lot better than it was 3 or 4 years ago. And 3 or 4 years ago, I said to myself, I don't feel well, something's going on. And you know what? It made me not enjoy my moments with my kids, or it made me not feel well even to do business. And so I think that that's one thing that, you know, an unusual thing that I'm recommending, and that is find a way to better your health every day. And mine started with drinking a green juice every day. That has, you know, Lance Wolf will tell you, I met him at the first CES and gave him a, you know, bought him a green juice. And he, you know, we talk about that all the time, but it can be something as simple as, you know, maybe I need to start walking or something like that. Because as you get your health better, then you're able to feel better. Your mind feels better. And then you can start looking at things like sometimes people are so confused, and this happened to me and happens to me a lot sometimes whenever I'm excited to try new things. And that is, maybe lay out your notebook and write down the things that you are wanting, because some people may not want to focus on private label. Maybe they want to focus on wholesale. So let's just say that they chose wholesale. So then you say, where can I go to find more information on that? And so, you know, I would say the wholesale formula or something like that. And then you can decide, you know, this is what I'm going to focus on. And this is what I'm, these are the things that I'm going to do daily for whatever area of my life to get better at that. And to, and, you know, and then you have to decide, you know, how much am I willing to invest? And you, and, you know, I will say this, you know, because you said, Stephen, that, you know, I kind of make it look easy. It is, I can say this, like, and I like to talk about this a lot too, and that is, it is not easy and it is not cheap too, because I think I've spent literally over $100,000 of invest in myself over the last 3 years, whether it's through Amazon or a juicing retreat or a personal development retreat or an Amazon high-end conference with, you know, Ryan Moran's next level retreat in Austin that I had gone to, you know, last March or whatever it is. And
well, let me make this statement then. I just want to see if this is, I know the answer, I believe, but I want to say that. So you've invested over $100,000 in 3 years, all in yourself getting better. Is there any chance, and I know this is going to sound so stupid, but is there any chance you would be even close to where you are if you had not done that? And looking back, I mean, honest to God.
Not even close.
Not even close. Now, think about that. So here's the question, right? So there are investors out there in the market, right? The market's crazy, up, down, whatever, right? If you have $33,000 sitting in a savings account and you want to be an incredible advanced seller, you can invest that in yourself and get an incredible return. You can become, go from an average seller to an incredible seller, right? Or incredible business by doing that and doing the work, not just going, but doing the work and applying it, right?
I agree. And the one thing that I will say is you can do these things for free. You can get on YouTube and you can get on all these free things or whatever. But here's the kind of person that I am. I'm always like, what is the fastest way that I can get there? Who can I talk to? Brett Bartlett or somebody like that. I'm going to go find those people. And what do they teach? Oh, okay, his course is like this much money or whatever. And then I say, whatever I need to do to buy that. Oh, they do a payment plan. Okay, well, maybe I can sell enough to, you know, invest in that, or I can go and do odd jobs around the house if that's, if Amazon's not, if you're just beginning and don't have the money, you know, coming in from Amazon. There, here's the thing. There was a, I think that there was an example that someone gave one time. If your daughter had to go into the, you know, you had an emergency and your daughter needed $1,000 because they were in the ER to do a specific surgery, and you, and you know, they say, okay, you know, you have to come up with $1,000. You're going to find a way to come out with that $1,000. And the way that I look at, you know, just if you are truly wanting to be good at either Amazon or whatever it is that you're wanting to be good at, you will find the ways, or you should find the ways to become better. And yes, it's going to take an investment on your part. I like to go as shortcut as I can. Just like when I went to China, I mean, I was around sellers who were, you know, making $20,000 to $30,000 a day. I was around people who were way higher level than I was. And that's the way that I like to do. I like to be with people who, and like I say, and that's most everybody, who know more than I do. And I learn from them. And that's where you have to, you know, that's what you have to put in your head. That's what you have to do.
And it really is in your head.
Yeah.
It's it. It's really where it is. And again, back to this this meditation thing. I think you've got it. I think the focus that you've gained from that is just incredible. All right, so two questions before I finish up. Green juice, are you making it or are you buying it? What would you recommend?
Okay, so I actually have a video on YouTube somewhere of me making it when I first started about 3 years ago. I have, and I do have a juicer, and I'm, you know, and I can make my own juices. I've got juice recipes galore. But here's what I'm finding is right here where I live in Houston, juice bars are all over the place, and they make, and it's expensive. Believe me, juicing is expensive. But the way I look at it is, what is expensive, the green juice or bad health later?
Right. Oh, absolutely.
And so what I've been doing is I've made relationships with the manager over here at the juice bar with 5 minutes from my house, and I order a 3 to 5 days of juices. And so I get a huge discount because of how many I order. And he juices it. It's freshly pressed juice as if I juiced it. And what I'm finding is if it's in my fridge when I open the fridge, I'll drink it a lot more than if I have to go, I got to make juice for me and my husband.
Right. There's no barrier.
Right.
You took away the barrier.
Yeah. Take away your barrier. So if you have time to juice, great. My mornings are crazy busy, and I need to get that in my system at the beginning. So for me, I invest in just having it made for me. I even have people deliver to me sometimes from some companies. It shows up at my doorstep the next morning. So that's how I did it when I first started. I made it, you know, because I was But then I've just learned that that's how I get it in my system a lot more than when I'm not having to be the one to make it all the time. And some people may have more time than money, so, you know. But it really only is maybe, I would say, anywhere between 2 to 250 more. I calculated it out for someone else to make it for me.
And because it's a lot of work.
It's a lot
of work. The cleanup is the
terrible.
Hardest part,
yeah.
I find. I mean, to me, those things get nasty. Ugh. Okay, joypacker.com. You have been posting an enormous amount recently. Is that intentional?
It is. I'm actually, after I get working on this Amazon newbie course, of course, you know, and that keeps on, that's been on hold for a lot of different reasons, with family reasons and such. But I'm actually going to be doing personal development retreats in the future. And so I had a lot of people reach out to me. And so, and I think that it's, for me, Facebook Live, as for some of you who are starting to use it, the more you do Facebook Live, the more traction that Facebook gives you. And it keeps me accountable for who I am. And I think that it's almost like a journal for me. It's interesting. And I have a lot of people that look forward to those. And it's just, when I have a thought in my mind, I like I say at the beginning, I love helping people. And there's been times where some of those videos that are thoughts that I may be thinking have helped somebody. And that, so in my mind, I'm thinking, I want to help people. And what is the easiest and fastest way to do that? But yes, what I'm going to be doing in the future is quarterly having personal development retreats quarterly on the blue beaches of the world, because that's what I love to do. And so,
well, you, this episode will be inspiring people. There's no question in my mind. That's why I love having you on. And I love joypacker.com. I get a notification every time you do something, and it blows me away, because I'm always like pumped. I literally get a little bit, I sit a little taller because it's so exciting. You're so, it's contagious, and I just love it. I can't wait to see you next week. I just want to thank you so much. I'm going to post joypacker.com. There's a contact spot there. If you want to have a question for Joy, you want to reach out to her, it's all there. Is there anything else that you want me to say there about that?
No. If you want to give the link for my newbie course for early notification list, you can put it's on there too, on the Joy Packer.
Yeah, I see it on the bottom right-hand side. So I'll Amazon newbie. Okay. I'll have that link there for you too. Joy, I wish you nothing but success. I know there will be nothing but success. I can't wait to hear about your next travel, and I can't wait to see you next week. I just wish you nothing but the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Stephen.
Take care.
If you've been waiting for Tactical Arbitrage to open, you've heard all about it and you can't wait to see what it is, I've got two special offers for you. First off, you sign up on my email list. It costs nothing, right? You're going to get 14-day trial period for free, and you're going to get notified 48 hours before anyone else that Tactical Arbitrage is open. 48 hours notice, special to my listeners only, plus that 14-day trial period. You got nothing to lose. Just sign up. As soon as I get notification, I will shoot it out to you. You'll know you can get started. Tactical Arbitrage, Storefront Stalker, great price, discounts. I love discounts. Check it out. Check on the link on this episode. I'll have it right there. Take care. All right, are you ready to take action? I know I am. Joypacker.com. I sent the link to my wife as soon as I got done with the interview. I said, you got to go check this site out again. I'm inspired watching her videos. The other thing I'm going to take is that green juice. I got to get back on my juice fast and get focused. She's inspiring. Again, this is how she's getting it done. If you want to scale up, you have to invest in yourself. Yes, money. Go to courses, go to conferences. Conferences where you're going to get the best information. You're going to talk to people one-on-one in a relaxed atmosphere and actually talk about real issues. But also, invest in yourself in time. I love the 5-minute diary. I think that's going to be a great add-on into your life. Meditation. These are the kind of things for that lifestyle business you need. You know it. I know it. I'm guilty, but I'm going to change. ecommercemomentum.com. Man, take a listen to that Tactical Arbitrage offer. It's a big deal. Very cool. It's limited. I hope you benefit from it. I really do. Again, it's free to join the list. ecommercemomentum.com. It'll be on this episode. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the e-commerce Momentum Podcast. All the links mentioned today can be found at ecommercemomentum.com under this episode number. Please remember to subscribe and like us on iTunes.